This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, April 7th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas. KUAF Night with the Naturals will be April 24th at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. KUAF ticket holders will be seated together and an on-field photo will be taken of our group. A portion of ticket sales will benefit KUAF. KUAF tickets are only available by calling 927-4063. Or click the banner at our website, KUAF.com, to email an order.
And this is the continuation of the spring fundraiser at KUAF with just a bit of an adaptation because we sent the phone volunteers home.
The volunteers have gone home, and so the only way to contribute to KUAF right now is to do so at our website. That website is supportkuaf.com.
Something that has changed in the 30 years of KUAF is the fact that it used to be the only way you could pledge was to
call.
And we now, over the past several years, of course, we've made this available to you, not just at the website, but on if you have the KUAF app on your tablet or smartphone, you can also hit Contribute Now and fill it out that way. It's just a way that means, you know, if you're busy during the workday and you hear and you go, yes, I want to contribute to KUAF because they do bring me All Things Considered and Ozarks at Large and Performance Today and Prairie Home Companion. And I do understand that all those programs cost money. And I do understand that if I didn't give money and listeners like me didn't give money, these programs wouldn't be here. If you understand that, but you're too busy to call, now we make it so you can, well, send in a pledge right now.
And it's super easy at that website, supportkuaf.com. It's just a very simple form. If you are a renewing member, you type in your name and it will automatically pull you up. It will pull up all your information. And you just type in how much you would like to give and how you would like to give. And if you're a new member, and we would like to have new members, it doesn't take very long either. You just type in your name, type in your address, and that takes you right to where you get to decide how much you'd like to give and how you would like to give. That website, supportkuaf.com.
Now, if you want it to be even easier, you could become a sustaining member. You can do that at supportkuaf.com. And what that allows you to do is say, okay, I'd like to have $5 a month taken out as a bank draft or from my debit card, from my credit card, or if I'm a University of Arkansas employee, from payroll deduction, $5, $10, $12, $15 a month, whatever you feel it's worth to you and you can afford. And you do it in perpetuity as a sustaining member until you want it to stop, then you never have to think about whether you're busy or not. You just know that public radio is coming here for you and you're doing your part to support it at a small incremental amount that adds up to a big gift at the end of the year.
It is a big gift. And one of the other benefits to KUAF is that we know that we can count on that money each and every year. It's something that we can, you know, just kind of scratch off of our budget because we know that we're going to get that $5, $10, $20 a month from those sustaining members. I believe we have over 500 sustaining members.
Well, it's more than that now because a few more people have signed up just today.
Right. And in the last few days of this spring on-air fundraiser. So if you'd like to become a sustaining member, or just a member at all, supportkuaf.com.
And the great thing about supporting KUAF and becoming a member of KUAF is you do determine the amount. Whether it's a one-time gift, whether it's a monthly gift, that is completely left up to you. No contribution too small. We mean that. And you determine the method, whether it's through card, whether it's through check, whether it's through cash, installments, that's all up to you. And you can answer all those questions and do your part to support your public radio listening habit right now at
supportkuaf.com.
And thank you. This is Ozarks at Large. Later on the program, the man who has been intimately connected with the Nobel Peace Prize for the past quarter century talks about the process for selecting a recipient and some of the controversies associated with the honor.
First, the CEO of QualChoice says he expects an expansion of jobs in Arkansas after the company was purchased last week by healthcare provider Catholic Health Initiatives. Mike Stock, speaking on the program Talk Business and Politics, says many, possibly hundreds, of white-collar jobs could be moved to the state.
I think it'll be good for both QualChoice and Arkansas. As you know, CHI, Catholic Health Initiatives, one of the largest providers of health care in the country. They're in 18 states. And they have a plan to expand their footprint in financing healthcare, and they want to use QualChoice as the administrative center for doing that and run all their administrative operations through this.
Arkansas has been a testbed for experimentation in the delivery of healthcare services. The legislature passed the private option expansion of Medicaid last year, using federal dollars to allow low-income residents to get private insurance coverage. State Senator David Sanders, one of the program's architects, says this acquisition is an indicator of changes in the industry.
If you look at sort of the traditional roles that insurers, healthcare entities, and doctors have played, I mean, so what we're seeing and what we have seen for quite some time is movement in how sort of the traditional players are organized and how they move forward. So I think this is a sort of an indication of what's to come, not only here in Arkansas, but I think nationally as well.
Catholic Health Initiatives is one of the largest healthcare providers in the country, with operations in 18 states.
A new poll shows the establishment party frontrunners to be in a dead heat in the Arkansas gubernatorial race. Talk Business and Hendricks College surveyed more than 1,000 likely Arkansas voters. Democrat Mike Ross leads by just 1% over Republican Asa Hutchinson, 44-43%, with a margin of error of plus or minus 3%. Roby Brock, with Talk Business and Politics, says the election could swing either way if Democrats or Republicans can squeeze an extra percentage point or two out of their respective voting bases.
I think it's also really interesting to note that the undecided margin in this race has shrunk from 22% 6 months ago to just 8% today. So there is certainly a lot more focus on this race. People seem to have been making some decisions about who they'll support. Another point that I might add on this poll is it looks like that if for some reason the underdog rivals in the Democratic and the Republican primaries, that would be Lynette Bryant on the Democratic side, Curtis Coleman on the Republican side, if they were to win and face the presumed nominee on the other party, it looks like it would be easy victories for Mike Ross and Asa Hutchinson against those underdog counterparts.
Additional poll results will be released later this week, including insights on the U.S. Senate race, an ethics term limits amendment, one of the medical marijuana proposals, and a potential minimum wage initiative.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith will soon break ground on the first step of the campus's long-range master plan. University officials will break ground April 21st on the college's 58,000-square-foot visual arts building at the southwest corner of Kincaid Avenue and Waldron Road. The facility will contain gallery spaces, letterpress and printmaking operations, a 150-seat film theater, labs and spaces for photography, painting, sculpture, and art history. The Wingate Charitable Foundation of Siloam Springs has contributed $15.5 million toward building the visual arts facility, $2.5 million of which comes from a challenge grant.
The city of Fayetteville today begins construction on improvements to roughly a half mile of street near the University of Arkansas campus. According to the city, new sidewalks will be built along the south side of Halsall Road between Cross and Sang Avenues and continue along the west side of Sang to Lawrence Circle. The entire process expected to extend into the summer, during which the streets will be closed at times during the work hours between 7 and 4.
The Razorback baseball team went 2-for-3 during a weekend series at home against the top-ranked team in the country, South Carolina. Arkansas lost the first of two on Friday 2-1, then turned around to win the second game 4-1. The Razorbacks closed out the series with a 7-0 shutout Saturday. Arkansas is now 20-12 on the season and 6-6 in SEC play. The Razorbacks remain home tomorrow to open a two-game set against 25th-ranked UNLV.
Mostly cloudy tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows from 40 to 45 throughout the region. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs from 56 to 62. Tomorrow night, clear, lows from 31 to 37.